Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Choose Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil to provide maximum performance and protection for your engine. Get a $15 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge for $34.95. Plus, 2 times O Rewards points. Offer valid in-store and online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, Phoenix!
Hey, yo.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
It's Castrol now.
You straight punk bitch!
I mean, you're just gonna replace me.
Shut up!
Miranda Morales,
the biggest slut in the Western Hemisphere!
Why do I have to have a buzzer?
And Greg DeMarco.
You are now and will forever be an asshole.
Because it's my show.
And I love you, Greg.
You guys know how to party.
You're welcome.
What is up? It is Tuesday, February the 4th, 2025. The show opening says it's Patrick O'Dowd. It's not. The show opening says it's Miranda Morales. It's not. The show opening says it's Greg DeMarco. And it is indeed Greg DeMarco again, all by myself in this week's edition of the Greg DeMarco Show. That's right. It's the Greg DeMarco. So, sound bites don't want to cooperate there. It's the Greg DeMarco. Okay, seriously. I'm trying to give you guys an entertaining program, and the computer doesn't want to cooperate. But I'm not going to edit these things out. It's the Greg DeMarco.
I love you solo.
Show. That's right. This week is just me once again. So for those of you who are expecting to hear more than one voice on this program, I would apologize, but I'm not sorry. Patrick O'Dowd is still under the weather. The little O'Dowd, as you've grown to know him over the past 13 years, not so little anymore. He will be turning 13 later this week. So Patrick wants to be at his best at 100% for the son's birthday. He was trying to make it work today, but just couldn't do it. So you've got me. I am sitting here, and when it comes to all of the content on this week's program,
taking it all, settle the score. No, I will not take a loss. Taking it all, opening the door, dropping you down to the floor. We're taking it all.
I am taking it all. So this is the solo show, and you have but one choice.
Acknowledge solo!
Acknowledge the solo. Who should acknowledge the solo show?
The whole world will acknowledge solo!
I do appreciate you listening. We are going to tune in this week and talk about the WWE Royal Rumble. It kicks off the road to WrestleMania, and let me tell you, if everything goes as it seems like it's going to go, we are in store for one hell of a WrestleMania. I don't even know how they're going to fit it all into WrestleMania, given what's out there and what they have set up. And we'll talk about that here in a little bit. So we'll kind of get into what things are looking like on the road to WrestleMania. Some people be crazy out there with what they think is going to happen at WrestleMania. And I'll say it right now, in terms of all the things they're setting up for WrestleMania, Whether or not I take it or leave it, there's only one answer. I'm taking it all, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, I appreciate you listening. I couldn't not do a show this week because it was the Royal Rumble. And the Royal Rumble is literally many people's favorite event. Michael Cole, ever since he's had freedom at the announce desk, has openly talked about how the Royal Rumble is his favorite event every year. It's a fun format, obviously a fun concept, even though we've seen it over 40 times now. And yet it still has some surprises. It's still fun. You literally have a surprise every minute and a half to 2 minutes. Sometimes longer, sometimes shorter, depending on what they're doing. So it's just, you can't replicate that. And that's why everybody has one. Every wrestling company has had their own version of a Royal Rumble. No one can quite get to the Royal Rumble. That's why the indies are so great. We can just do our own Royal Rumble. We don't have to try to change it and make it better. We do one at ICW. It's coming up February 22nd. It's called Monster. And it was supposed to be a one-off back in 2020, right before COVID hit. We did Monster. It was just going to get us from point A to point B. And what happened? We sold out. And one of my partners in ICW, she comes up to me and she's like, "You got to do this every year now." And I'm thinking, no, I never wanted to be the wrestling company that had a Royal Rumble. And now we have one every single year. And it's a huge event for us and people love it. And so it's, you know, you got to play the hits. You got to do what people want to see. So if you're in town, if you're in Phoenix, Arizona, Saturday night, February 22nd, ICW Monster, the biggest match of the year. We've got our annual Monster Rumble entering number one, Ocean Avery entering number two. We have Bryce Saturn. We have a litany of stars announced for the Rumble. Damien Desire, Thugnificent. We've got Gino Rivera. We've got Mike G. We've got so many more who are going to be in this year's Rumble who have already been announced. You do not want to miss it. It's going to be so much fun. Plus, we've got the IZW Heavyweight Championship, a three-way match. Main event, Daniels defends his title against Parada, the reigning 3D sports fighting champion, and can't stop Jamal. Alice Blair defends her IZW Women's Championship against Bryn Thorne, the champion for over 600 days who had her belt stolen from her. That's why she's getting the shot. That's why Alice wanted to defend against her. We also have the Arizona State Heavyweight Championship, the real one, EJ Sparks defending his title against Martin Casals, a.k.a. Marty the Moth Martinez. And of course, the first stop along the Navajo Warrior Retirement Tour. The last mile will feature the Navajo Warrior going one-on-one with Frankie Kazarian. So get it all. There's so much great action. All you got to do is buy your ticket at IZWTix.com. Show up, front row gone, second row gone, but get your general admission ticket. They're only $20, $15 for kids 12 and under. Pop yourself a seat, sit down in your seat, look at this amazing card, look at everything that's ahead of you, and just tell yourself, hey,
taking it all, settle the score. No, I will not take a loss, taking it all.
I'm taking it all. You know who else is taking it all? Charlotte Flair. Because she went out there and she won herself a Women's Royal Rumble match. Now, is it the most popular decision amongst the fan base? No. Is it the decision that most people thought was going to happen? Yes. We talked about it a little bit last week on this program. I said Bianca Belair should win. I said Bianca Belair would win. When she entered at number 10, I was obviously skeptical of my choice coming true, but people have won from number 10 before. Seth Rollins has done it. So at least I believe he was number 10. Maybe he's number 11. I got to go back and look and see. But I think I did double check during the Royal Rumble when I was writing my follow-up column, which you can find at thechairshot.com, also at nodq.com. And I believe I double checked to make sure that Seth Rollins did win from the number 10 position at the 2019 Royal Rumble, where I was sitting there in the audience with Miranda Morales and 48,000 of our closest friends. So it was a blast and a very much appreciated night of pro wrestling at a time where I definitely needed it the most. I also got to go to a takeover the night before. That was pretty dope, not going to lie. Scored a free ticket to that too. So it was just a great weekend of wrestling that I will always cherish. Going to my first takeover, like, that was amazing. I wish they still did. I miss Black and Gold, WWE, NXT, and of course, we had the 2 out of 3 fall tag team match that was part of this show that didn't quite live up to the Black and Gold expectations that we'll talk about. But let's go back to the Women's Royal Rumble match. First of all, you had 3 women last an hour in this match. You had Io Sky, who entered number 1, Liv Morgan, who entered number 2, and Roxanne Perez, who entered number 3. And Roxanne Perez made it all the way through. She was the last competitor eliminated by Charlotte Flair, as Charlotte Flair won the Royal Rumble. And the only qualm I have about that, I love that Roxanne Perez made it all the way to the end. I love that she made it 1 hour and 7 minutes and broke the record for the woman who's been in the Royal Rumble the longest. The only thing I didn't like is they didn't play that out at all. They did not give us any inkling of thought that Roxanne Perez was a threat to win that match in the end. It's like, boom, boom, Charlotte eliminates everybody. LOL, Charlotte wins. And so I would have liked to see a little bit more for Roxanne Perez there. But Roxanne Perez got that rocket. Obviously, they have big things in store, and they have a ton of faith in Roxanne Perez. If they gave her the Iron Woman treatment before she's even officially called up to the main roster. So, great Royal Rumble. You had Trish Stratus showing up, which at the time I was like, do we really need Trish Stratus? But it was fine. We had Nikki Bella come out. That was fun. We had some people complain, no Becky Lynch. Eh, whatever. It's the road to WrestleMania. If Becky Lynch is coming back for WrestleMania, she'll come around. She'll come back during the road to WrestleMania. You can't do all your surprises in one night. Maybe she'll be a Raw after Mania surprise. Who knows? The roster is already loaded. The roster is already stacked. So you just never know exactly what's going to happen and when a Becky Lynch might come back. We did see the return of Alexa Bliss right after the internet told us it wasn't going to happen because she was at a contract impasse, which I know Mojo Rawley, Dean Mutata, or Mutato, I can't remember, has come out. His talent agency does represent her, and they got a new deal done. So good on them. I'm sure a lot of the reports that were out there were false. But if you believe the internet, you believe that Alexa Bliss was just looking at the coffers of WWE, looking at the balance statement, looking at everything on the positive side, and said, you know what? I'm taking it all. And she did. But good for her. Good for everybody getting that together. Obviously, she had a plan in place because she had the special gear made. She had the Fiend tribute jacket made. She's officially on the Raw roster, whereas the Wyatt 6 is on the SmackDown roster. I think it's a good idea. And we'll see what the road to WrestleMania holds for Alexa Bliss. But by and large, the Women's Royal Rumble match was a good match. It was good. It wasn't great, but it wasn't any worse than good. It was just a good Royal Rumble match. I was pulling for Bianca Belair. Didn't happen. Chelsea Green did a hell of a job early in the match, and it was just highly entertaining, as the Royal Rumble normally is. Now we have Charlotte Flair on the road to WrestleMania. She was on Raw this Monday, delivered an okay promo, tried to be emotional. I don't think she tried to be emotional. I truly think she was emotional. She got a little emotional in her press conference. She got a little emotional in her promo on Raw on Monday. She's been through a lot. She was out of action over a year. Now TMZ is telling everybody that during that time, she also got divorced from Andrade. First of all, who cares? I understand you might care about the person, whatever, but let her personal life be her personal life. Obviously, they're both fine working for the same company, so it's all good. They got divorced. It happens. People get divorced all the time. She's done it a few times already. She's on top of the world. She's Charlotte Flair. Doesn't matter. But I think the emotions were real, though, that she was letting out. I don't think she was trying to fake it. I do think those emotions were real. We'll see. She appeared on Raw. She's supposed to be on NXT tonight. Again, as I record this show, I haven't seen anything that's happening on NXT, and then SmackDown on Friday. And we'll see who she's going to wrestle at WrestleMania. In terms of Roxanne Perez, we know she's engaged in her feud with Bayley. That's going to overlap NXT for a while. The sky is the limit for Roxanne Perez on the main roster. Some of the transitions to the main roster have been a little bit shaky in the Triple H era. Others have not. I'm looking at Bron Breakker as one that has not, as he had an amazing performance in the Royal Rumble and is just standing out in general. But Roxanne Perez seems to have a good plan in place, at least initially, feuding with Bayley, being the Iron Woman in the Women's Royal Rumble match. Just a hell of a performance and a hell of a nod to her skill, a nod to her preparation. Many, many years to come, she can be a factor in WWE, and I think it's great. So good for Roxanne Perez and good for the WWE putting her in the position that they're putting her in. But LOL, Charlotte wins, and now Charlotte Flair is on the road to WrestleMania. We're going to take a quick break because in terms of sponsorship money, we need all we can get. So go on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up one of those beautiful chair shot t-shirts. It supports the movement, the website. It supports your favorite podcasting network.
Thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
As I like to say, websites don't grow on trees. We have to pay for this stuff, so we appreciate your support in everything that you're doing here with us. But also, listen to these commercials, support our sponsors. I'll be back on the flip side talking about more 2025 WWE Royal Rumble.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical product and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Show. That's right. It's the Greg DeMarco Show. And here we are talking about the WWE, the 2025 WWE Royal Rumble. After the Women's Royal Rumble match, we had two other non-Rumble matches. We had the Motor City Machine Guns challenging DIY in a 2 out of 3 falls match. If you read my review, either on thechairshot.com or over at nodq.com, you'll know my thoughts on this. It was a good match. But wrestling is weird, and it's something that people don't often consider. And I go back to what I believe was WrestleMania 38, it was, where, maybe it was 39, I'm pretty sure it was 38. Maybe it was 39, I don't know. But it was Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey. Good match, but it was in a football stadium. They had an arena match in a football stadium, and I don't think people quite understand what that means. But if you watch closely, you'll notice some differences. Go back and watch that match. Go back and watch a 2 out of 3 falls match between the Motor City Machine Guns and DIY. Go back and watch the WrestleMania match between Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey. And then envision those in your typical 13 to 15,000 seat sold out stadium or arena. The matches would play much better. The stage, the arena truly does matter. You might not think it does, but it does. And that was the kind of match that was. That was an arena match. It didn't quite live up to the hype, I'll be honest with you, but it was still a very good match. I know some people didn't like the finish because we had interference. As I told you on this program last week, when I said who should win and who would win, I said it was both DIY, and I was right. But before I said that, I told you it didn't matter because this was just a step in the process. This was not the entire process. It was a step in the process getting us to the ultimate goal, which is likely a multi-team ladder match at WrestleMania. DIY, Motor City Machine Guns, Pretty Deadly. You've also got the Street Profits, Angel and Umberto. That right there sounds like a banger. That's another soundbite that I'm going to get. It's Sheamus saying banger. So that's my thoughts on the match. It was entertaining. It was good. It was fine. If Patrick Riddell were here, he would say it was fine. But it did its job, and it got us from point A to point B. I did say the match would go on third, so they could kind of compensate for if the show was running long or not. It didn't. It went on second. I was wrong, and that's okay. But it also paved the way for what ended up being a 4.5 hour show, which is a little long in the modern day WWE, especially for a four match show being 4.5 hours long. So settle in if you haven't yet watched the Royal Rumble. Settle in, get yourself a sandwich, a nice beverage, because it's a long one. Next up, we have the ladder match for the WWE Championship between Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes. Now, in terms of all the heat, in terms of all the craziness, in terms of all the bumps, the spots, the blood, Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes looked at you and said,
"You taking it all. Settle the score. No, I will not take that loss. Taking it all. We don't kick in the door. Dropping you down to the floor. We taking it all. Ready for war. Better than ever before. Taking it all. Breaking the wall. My blood is off to the floor. We taking it all."
They said, "We're taking it all." They put on a hell of a match, a very brutal match. Kevin Owens is money in ladder matches in WWE. This got to ruffle some feathers, and I don't even know if it's 100% true, but it's hard not to look at Kevin Owens and at least argue for the fact that he might be the best ladder match wrestler in the world. Definitely the best ladder match wrestler that WWE has today, and maybe the best ladder match wrestler they've ever had, and thus the best ladder match wrestler the world has ever seen. You look back at his ladder wars in Ring of Honor, NXT, WWE, he always delivers in a big way, and Kevin Owens has that Mick Foley in him, where he does not care about putting his body on the line. And what's crazy was he took a bigger beating than Cody Rhodes did, and then he was there on Raw on Monday to attack Sami Zayn. Because that's obviously the direction we're headed in, okay? When Sami Zayn was out there during the ladder match between Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens, and Kevin Owens gets taken out with the Alabama Slam off the announce table through the ladder that was bridged from the announce table to the ring apron, Sami Zayn looked on as Cody Rhodes climbed the ladder and got the title. And that's going to be the reason why Kevin Owens did that attack. We're going to learn that on Raw in the coming weeks. That's going to be one of your WrestleMania matches. Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens. One of your seemingly million WrestleMania matches, because we have a ton of matches for this year's WrestleMania that are amazing WrestleMania matches and very appropriate WrestleMania matches that don't have a title involved. And then you still have the titles. Like, I don't want to go too far because I'm going to talk about it later, but this is one loaded WrestleMania that we're headed towards in Vegas. But Cody Rhodes wins the match, of course. LOL, Cody wins. We all knew that it was going to happen. I told you Kevin Owens should win. I told you Cody Rhodes would win. Cody walked out as your WWE champion, and he now awaits his opponent for WrestleMania 41. The great thing is that depending on what happens with the Elimination Chamber, most likely it's not going to be a member of the Bloodline, any Samoan whatsoever. I don't think Jey Uso is going to pick. I know I haven't talked about the Royal Rumble yet. I don't think Jey Uso is going to pick Cody Rhodes. I think that Cody Rhodes is going to end up wrestling John Cena in the main event of WrestleMania. John Cena's last WrestleMania, the passing of the torch with Cody Rhodes. I am more hoping that Cody goes heel. I had a gentleman at work make the suggestion, how amazing would it be if Cody Rhodes were to hit a low blow on John Cena, turn heel, and end his bid to become a 17-time world champion in the main event of WrestleMania. But if Cody goes heel, I need heel Cody. I need a Cody that looks at everything in the world and says, "I'm taking it all." I need chicken shit Cody. I need goons. I need Thanos level thinking that you're righteous. I need all of that from Cody. I don't need Homelander Cody. I need Patrick Bateman Cody. I need American Psycho Cody, because that's what we had at the Royal Rumble. And that's the direction that I need heel Cody to go in when heel Cody happens. Maybe WrestleMania, maybe after. Who knows? But it's going to happen. There are some delusional people on the internet that don't think it's going to be John Cena. They think it's going to be CM Punk or somebody else. They think that it's too soon for John Cena to get his shot at number 17. That's not necessarily the only story we're telling this year in WWE. Could they be right? Sure. Are they maybe not idiots, like I said? Sure. But I still think that John Cena is going to win the Elimination Chamber and walk into WrestleMania as the challenger for Cody Rhodes so that he can put Cody over, pass the torch along the John Cena retirement tour that is 2025. Cody Rhodes, Kevin Owens put on a hell of a match, and I love the fact that we've already got Kevin Owens back in action. Not in action, but back on Raw this Monday. Hitting that package pile driver on Sami Zayn, setting up his angle. But that sends us now to the Men's Royal Rumble match. And this match was amazing. I don't even know where to begin. So let me just preface this with one major point. I truly believe, here we are a few days later, I watched it live and I've rewatched portions of it since then. This may be the greatest Royal Rumble match of all time. It's right up there with the 92 Rumble, of course, where Ric Flair, with a tear in his eye, became the WWF World Champion. It was just that good. The early action was amazing. Things really picked up at number 15 when someone said his name, and so Joe Hendry had to appear. A great pop by the Indianapolis crowd. Then number 16 was Roman Reigns. And once Roman Reigns entered, as what typically happens when Roman Reigns is involved, people could not take their eyes off of the match.
Acknowledge me.
Because as much as Jacob Fatu wants us, and he wants everyone,
the whole world will acknowledge Solo.
Solo compares in comparison to my tribal chief, your tribal chief, our tribal chief.
Acknowledge me.
Roman Reigns. And from the moment Roman entered until the moment he was eliminated, you couldn't take your eyes off the screen because you wanted to see what Roman Reigns was going to do. That's why he's the biggest star in the company. That's why he's on the cover of the video game. That's why even his match with Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, which won't involve a title, will still be considered a main event level match because of who's in it. And half of who's in it is Roman Reigns. But from there, it just kept going and going. You had Logan Paul coming in at number 30, the return of AJ Styles. No major surprises outside of the return of AJ Styles because the field was just so loaded with talent. We didn't have Omos coming in. No Trick Williams, which if I were to change anything about the Men's Royal Rumble match, I would find somebody to take out. Maybe Akira Tozawa, but then we couldn't get Ishio Speed and we couldn't get the amazing, quite possibly one of the best spears ever from Bron Breakker to Ishio Speed. But still, the thought of 70,000 people chanting whoop that trick, like, star would have been born. It can still happen at SummerSlam or next year's Royal Rumble. But man, his main roster debut being in this Royal Rumble with everybody chanting whoop that trick, it seems to me like we have a missed opportunity with that one. Like, that one does truly hurt, but at the end of the day, still, even without that major opportunity, this was the best Royal Rumble match they have ever done. And that's some pretty high praise. Have there been some stinker Royal Rumbles? There have been some ho-hum Royal Rumbles. But look at, you know, the year that Brock Lesnar came in number one and eliminated half the field. Like, that was absurd. You look at, you know, Edge came back in that Royal Rumble as well. Like, that ranks up there. The 92 Royal Rumble. There was a Women's Royal Rumble match from a couple years ago that was just absurdly good. But this one was fantastic, and it had so much to it. The elimination of, well, just the camera work between Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. I'm sure you've seen the GIFs online. That is absolutely amazing, and someone deserves a raise there. Of course, with Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns hanging on the top rope in a unique way that I've never seen before, so good on them for that. Then CM Punk dumping both men out of the Royal Rumble. That was shocking. Then Logan Paul dumping CM Punk out of the Royal Rumble. And that's when I realized we had a chance. And when I say we had a chance, I'll tell you what that means. When Logan Paul dumped CM Punk, that left us with Logan Paul, John Cena, and Jey Uso. Now, if you went back and listened to last week's edition of the Greg DeMarco show, the solo show, the Greg DeMarco show. That's right. The Greg DeMarco. Because why?
The whole world will acknowledge Solo
show. The Greg DeMarco
solo
show, where I told you that who should win was Jey Uso, and who will win was John Cena. Now, once Jey Uso entered at number 20, I was pulling for Jey Uso. I don't care about being right, although I'm kind of right because I said he should win. I just want the moment. I just want the history. Everyone assumed, a lot of people assumed CM Punk was going to win, but most people assumed that John Cena was going to win. And when Logan Paul dumped CM Punk, I realized this could happen. We could see Jey Uso win the Royal Rumble. We had some great action. You had John Cena setting up Logan Paul for the AA. Super kick from Jey Uso. Cena clotheslines him out. And then they took their time. First of all, they took their time and allowed Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns and CM Punk to have their angle on the floor. And then they took their time after Logan Paul was eliminated to really truly set up Jey Uso and John Cena. The polar opposite of how the Women's Royal Rumble match ended. Now, maybe that's why they did that, because they knew what was coming. They still could have given Roxanne Perez a little more time to develop her opportunity to beat Charlotte Flair or to eliminate Charlotte Flair and win the Women's Royal Rumble match. It didn't even need she didn't need to win, but it would have been nice if they just teased it a little bit, right? If they just kind of gave us a little taste of what could potentially happen, at least in my mind. So that's what I recommend. That's what I would have liked to see. Again, it's the player list mentality, right? It's where we are. But at the end of the day, still a fantastic Royal Rumble match in the end, no matter what I think, right? But then we got down to Jey Uso and John Cena. Of course, they teased the elimination spots. They fought on the apron. They did a lot of good stuff. And then they had an elimination that was very unique, right? John Cena goes for the AA on Jey Uso. You figure he's just going to flip him off. And there he goes down to the floor. Bing, bang, boom. John Cena wins a Royal Rumble. But no, Jey Uso slips back over the top rope and poof, just pushes John Cena down to the floor. Cena lands on his feet. Look of shock on his face. Jey Uso looks at the WrestleMania sign, thinks about the main event of WrestleMania, and he says, guess what, folks?
You're taking it all. Settle the score. No, I will not take the loss. Taking it all.
I'm taking it all. And Jey Uso's going to WrestleMania. And he basically told us in the ringside promo he was coming for Gunther and the World Heavyweight Championship. But listen, I think I alluded to it last week during the edition of the Greg DeMarco show. Jey Uso's promo on Raw last week, which seemed really out of place and weird, was all about the fact that he thinks he can still beat Gunther, or he still thinks he could beat Gunther. And if you really think about it, they actually played their hand, and no one even knew that they did. Maybe that's why I predicted that Jey Uso should win the WWE Royal Rumble, the men's 2025 Royal Rumble match. But it was still fantastic, and to see Jey Uso push John Cena off, and just that moment of emotion, like, it was the right decision to make. And it's funny because the internet is losing their collective minds over this, but really they're not. And let me explain, right? Because I had to talk about this. And if Patrick were here today, we'd be talking about this as well. The internet has to go and lose their minds because John Cena didn't win, right? Terrible decision. Triple H is cooked. He's a horrible booker. Get Tony Khan in here. All the dumb shit people like to say online. Really, because Jey Uso, tag team guy. Now, Jey Uso has already main evented a night of WrestleMania, has already main evented a SummerSlam, pinned Roman Reigns at Money in the Bank. Like, did so many things that Jey Uso has done, and yet people are going to saddle him with this tag team guy name. He's been an Intercontinental Champion. Bret Hart was a tag team guy. Shawn Michaels was a tag team guy. Kofi Kingston, tag team guy, Kofi Mania. Big E, tag team guy, former WWE champion. Jey Uso, tag team guy, 2025 Royal Rumble winner, going on to the main event of WrestleMania to challenge Gunther. But here's the thing about the internet reaction to Jey Uso winning the Royal Rumble. It is what it is. There's some negativity out there, and it's that vocal minority. Let's reverse things right now, okay? John Cena picks Jey Uso up for the AA, tosses Jey Uso out of the Royal Rumble. John Cena wins the Royal Rumble. It's very easy for me to say this is a fact because I don't have to prove it, but I don't care. I'm taking it all and telling you that it's a fact. And if you don't agree with me,
bitch,
I don't care about that either. Okay?
You just made the list.
Because when it comes to my knowledge of wrestling,
acknowledge me.
I've played so many sound bites, you don't remember what I was talking about. If John Cena were to have eliminated Jey Uso and win the Royal Rumble, the negative reaction online would be at least double what we're seeing right now, in my opinion. Because people would have been like, you could have made a star, you could have made Jey Uso, it's John Cena, we don't care, whatever, right? It's good. And they made a star in Jey Uso, and John Cena can still win Elimination Chamber, can still go on to wrestle Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania 41. We can still have that moment. That's why the Chamber is there. But Jey Uso winning is great because they've created a future main eventer. I heard the interview, I believe it was when Jey Uso was on the Pat McAfee show. I don't know if Jey Uso brought it up, Michael Cole brought it up, who brought it up. But they laid out the list. Yokozuna, The Rock, Roman Reigns, and Jey Uso. Four members of the Anoa'i family, four members of the bloodline, who have won the Royal Rumble. And that's insane. And I love it. Is that the Mount Rushmore of the Samoan dynasty? I don't know. I don't know if that's fair to some of the other Samoan wrestlers that have come through, but it's a pretty damn good list. And it's a collection that Jey Uso is part of and he should be proud of. So good on Jey Uso and good on WWE. I think I even put in my article, like, let Jey win, you cowards. Let's check right now and see if I did put that in my article. I think I did. We'll find out. We'll find out if I did or not. So, Greg DeMarco's 2025 Royal Rumble results, review, and reaction, NoDQ.com. And, of course, right here at home, TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
So, let's find out. Let's see if I did, in fact, call that. I did coin the phrase apron party because there was just so much wrestling that happened on the apron. So let's see here. Acknowledge my tribal chief. Let Jey win, you cowards. Right there. And then people say Jey Uso has the same five moves, same six moves. And it was a poison Rana in the Rumble. So yeah, whatever. Right. Jey Uso, by the way, got a huge pop and definitely did great in that match. Penta, by the way, of course, Iron Man of the Men's Royal Rumble match. Good for him. And good for everybody. Jacob Fatu, by the way, went nuts in the Royal Rumble. And Jacob Fatu has this aura about him, and I said it in my article as well. Jacob Fatu can do anything, and it makes sense. It doesn't matter what that man does. He can do anything, and it just makes sense. And that's a hell of a wrestler, a hell of a talent to have at your disposal. And that's the great thing about Jacob Fatu. He had an amazing performance in the Royal Rumble. A lot of stuff was teased. I look forward to see what they do with Jacob Fatu at WrestleMania because they got to do something because it's Jacob Fatu and he is over as hell. And he is the whole reason why I keep doing this.
Acknowledge Solo! The whole world will acknowledge Solo!
Right here on this week's edition of the Greg DeMarco show. And that's all because of Jacob Fatu and the amazing stuff he's accomplished this year. I want to see Jacob Fatu and Bron Breakker. That's what I want to see. Bron Breakker, by the way, is a machine. He is a star. This company is in great shape for many years to come. I mean, you got Jacob Fatu. He's older, but Bron Breakker, Trick Williams down there in NXT ready to come up. Like, plus the amazing talent that's on the roster that can still go for a good bit of time. Hell, Sheamus just signed a 5-year contract. Like, what the hell? So we've got a lot of great talent. AJ Styles made his return. AJ Styles and Jacob Fatu would be amazing at WrestleMania. I could see them going the direction of AJ Styles and Bron Breakker. A lot can happen there. But Jey Uso winning the Royal Rumble, absolutely the right call. Absolutely the best thing for them to do with this year's WrestleMania. I talked about WrestleMania. Look, I'm kind of preparing for like a WrestleMania article where I can talk about kind of predicting the card and what they're going to do. And let me give you a count right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I currently have 15 matches on my rundown for WrestleMania matches they could do. That's a night of 8 matches, a night of 7 matches. They've been doing 6 and 5, 7 and 6, whatever, for the past couple of years. I'm not done yet. I could probably get this thing up to 18 matches easy of matches that make sense at WrestleMania, that have storyline behind them or would have storyline behind them, that have championships defended, and so much more. So in my opinion, this year's WrestleMania has the potential to be insane. Because look at the matches that don't involve a championship that you already have an obvious setup for right now. Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns. CM Punk versus Logan Paul. Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre. Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. Those are four matches that could easily be world title matches, U.S. title matches, intercontinental title matches. And they're not. They're just matches. At WrestleMania, that are headline marquee matches with tons of history behind them and easy history behind them. People think that Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre is a throwaway match. Look at what happened last year's WrestleMania. It was Damian Priest who cashed in on Drew McIntyre. And then it was Damian Priest who eliminated Drew McIntyre from the Royal Rumble, regardless of whatever you might think, people complaining about LA Knight, whatever, it's bullshit. But it's there. It's there for the taking. Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns is obviously the direction they're going there. You had CM Punk bring up the name of Logan Paul in a promo before the Rumble. Then it gets tossed by Logan Paul at the Rumble. Of course, that's the direction they're going in. Kevin Owens just attacked Sami Zayn at the end of Raw this week. Of course, that's the direction they're going. Now, maybe some of these things could happen at the Elimination Chamber. Who knows? Some of these folks are already in the chamber, right? Logan Paul is going to qualify next week against Rey Mysterio. CM Punk already qualified against Sami Zayn. I could easily see Seth Rollins in the match. I could maybe even see Roman Reigns in that match. So could shape up to be the best Elimination Chamber match of all time as well, thanks to many of the same talents who gave us the best WWE Royal Rumble match of all time. So this year's WrestleMania is just shaping up to be crazy. Let's take a look at some of these things. We got John Cena likely challenging Cody Rhodes. Jey Uso challenging Gunther. If we go the Charlotte Flair and Tiffany Stratton route, you still have Rhea Ripley with a big match. Could it be Io Sky? I think it's going to happen at the Chamber. Could it be Bianca Belair? Could be any number of people. We've got a potential ladder match for the Tag Team Championships thought about. We got the World Tag Team Championships. We're already positioning the War Raiders, the New Day, American Made. For that match, you've got Bianca Belair and Naomi potentially being challenged by Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. Look, Bron Breakker versus AJ Styles, what a great match that could be. Shinsuke Nakamura defending his title. Lyra Valkyria, you know who could return between now and WrestleMania? Becky Lynch. That'd be a hell of a match for Lyra Valkyria, along with Bayley, who is wrestling Lyra next week on Raw. You got Chelsea Green, who could defend her United States Championship, or Chelsea Green and Piper Niven could be involved in the women's tag title scene for WrestleMania, because your United States Champion is still on the card. And remember, it was Piper Niven who accidentally eliminated Chelsea Green from the Royal Rumble. Plus the four matches that I already mentioned. You've got 15 matches already in the pipeline for this year's WrestleMania. It is absurd. It is obscene, and it is insane. It is going to be amazing. So that's over 40 minutes of listening to me. Well, you've listened to two things, right? You've listened to me talk, and you've listened to Solo Sikoa talk. Jacob Fatu talk on this week's edition of the Greg DeMarco
I love you, Solo!
Show. So I thank you for listening. Listen, Patrick O'Dowd is probably going to be back next week. I would say definitely, but at this point, who the fuck knows, right? He's probably going to be back next week, so I'm excited about that. I miss Patrick O'Dowd. I will give him shit on the air for calling in sick 2 weeks in a row, but here's the thing. You got to get better, right? He's an old man. He's got to improve himself. He's got to get his health better. He's got to get good. He's got to be there for the son's birthday. That's later this week. The son's turning 13. So Patrick O'Dowd needs his medicine. He needs his water. He needs his rest. Okay. So that's why he's not on the program. And that's why I am on the program, because I'm a goddamn man. Listen, it's the road to WrestleMania. Okay. This is the time to have fun. Stop complaining. Start enjoying. Wrestling is all about perspective. Put yourself in the mind frame that you're going to enjoy it, and you will. It's that simple, right? You can look at wrestling and be like, this is going to suck. I'm not going to like it, and it will. Or you can look at all of the amazing things set out there for you in the world of wrestling, and you can make them all yours. You can look at them all, and you can say,
taking it all.
You can say, I'm taking it all, bitch. because that's what this year is all about. That's what the road to WrestleMania is all about. So let's enjoy it. Let's have some fun. What will the world of pro wrestling bring us next week for my friend Patrick O'Dowd and I? I don't know. I did have an article that I want to talk to you about where one CM Punk had a great quote, and I brought it up online today, and I just want to talk to you about it as well. He talked about, it was an interview, it was done after the Royal Rumble, obviously, because he was asked how he would book the Royal Rumble, or maybe he just brought up how he would bring up the Royal Rumble. It was on ESPN's Good Guy, Bad Guy podcast, which I'm pretty sure is Chael Sonnen and Daniel Cormier. And it sounds like something I would like, so I should probably listen to it. And if he asked if he was disappointed that he didn't win the Royal Rumble match, and here's what CM Punk had to say. Early in my career, yes. Now, I'm more inclined to pitch me losing things. Some of the best wrestlers in the world, by the way, pitch them losing. I have a guy in IZW who has pitched me plenty of things, and every single one of them involved him losing. Think about that. There's so many indie wrestlers, and all they do is pitch themselves winning. He pitches himself losing all the time, and by the way, been champion longer than anybody else in our history. So think about that when we talk about being unselfish. CM Punk says, early in my career, yes. Now, I'm more inclined to pitch me losing things. I think there is a broader story to tell. 100%. It's all about the chase. The most recent example I can give is Cody Rhodes, losing to Roman at WrestleMania 39. That was Cody's time. He loses in the main event, and it's mind-blowing, right? And that's, he didn't say it, but he made the gesture. He spends the entire year as a redemption arc, including the phenomenal program with Brock Lesnar, which I'm throwing in there, not him. And he's chasing the title. He wins it at 40. And then Punk goes on to reveal how he would have booked the 2025 Men's Royal Rumble match. Check this out. The Rumble didn't go the way I would have booked it, so to speak. I would have had me and Cena as the last two guys, and I would have had Cena throw my ass over the top rope. At this stage, so he still had himself in the shine, right? One of the final two. He was still in the final four, so good for him. At this stage, losing is so much more valuable than winning. God, that is such a wonderful thing to say in the world of pro. I need to post that online because so many people can learn from that. At this stage, losing is so much more valuable than winning. I am almost afraid of me winning everything I ever dreamed of because what do I do then? And that is just an amazing quote by CM Punk. At this stage, losing is so much more valuable than winning. I am almost afraid of me winning everything I ever dreamed of because what do I do then? Talk about a man who has matured and has come around and is now in position to truly contribute to the WWE at a really high level. He just gets it. And so all praise be to CM Punk for that perspective in what he said, because he's right. He's 100% right. So good for him. Good for CM Punk and good for WWE. One hell of a Royal Rumble. Largest attended Royal Rumble of all time. 70,000 people. The city of Indianapolis is fast becoming a WWE town. Thanks to Pat McAfee. We already know over the next few years, they will have the SummerSlam. They will have WrestleMania in addition to the Royal Rumble they just had. So just good shit all around. Good Royal Rumble, great Royal Rumble, best men's Royal Rumble match that I've ever seen. Good card overall. Again, the worst match of the night, probably the women's Royal Rumble match, still good. DIY and Motor City Machine Guns, good match, just out of place. And of course, the banger with Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens. So a great kickstart to the road to WrestleMania, which should be just one hell of a lot of fun. Thank you for listening. Go follow me on the Twitter at GregDemarco44. Go follow Patrick O'Dowd at Wrestling Realist, WrestlNGRealist. Get well, Patrick. We will see you next week once you're done being a little bitch.
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 Awesome.
I came to.
Okay.
I love you so long. The whole world will.
Until next time, I'm Greg DeMarco. Go follow the website at Chairshot Media for sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment. You will find it all and more right here at thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
That's it. That's it for this week's edition of the Greg DeMarco
Solo
show. So we appreciate you listening. Tune in to everything else. Go get your tickets to IZW Monster, IZWTix.com. Go to thechairshot.com. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com /thechairshot. Pick up one of those beautiful Chairshot t-shirts. We'll see you right back here next week on the not solo show, The Greg DeMarco Show.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Acknowledge me.
You just made the list.
The whole world will acknowledge Solo.
Bitch.
Taking it all. Settle the score. No, I will not take that loss. Taking it all.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And Future Stronger You can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.